Okay. Second question is magnesium, because I get cramps in the leg that keep saying, take more magnesium, more magnesium. I'm up to 400-500 milligrams a day, and I still have occasional cramps in the legs. Is there something other, more than one type of magnesium? The ones I've been taking are called magnesium oxide.
All right, sir. This one was answered in a dog laboratory. What the research scientists did was to put these doggies on a very deficient in magnesium diet. And what happened as a result of that is that the gradient, and the gradient just means, as you know, the difference between the magnesium inside the cells and the magnesium outside the cells was unfavorably changed. Now, ordinarily inside the cells, there's a heck of a lot more magnesium than outside the cells. It's something like 15 or 16 parts inside and one part outside. Well, that's maintained by just eating enough magnesium. How is it maintained? Well, the membrane of the cell somehow is able to push that magnesium into the cell and keep it all concentrated in there. Nobody has ever identified what the little mechanism is, but it's called the magnesium pump, okay? But with the doggies, when they got deficient enough magnesium that the inside the cell magnesium went down to 11 or 12, they could feed all those doggies all the magnesium they wanted to, and it did not restore the gradient. Now, the only thing that restored the gradient, and by the way, we do this quite routinely at Talma Clinic with people who are having cramps that are not responding as yours aren't. For example, people who say, when I swallow, it keeps getting stuck. It keeps getting stuck, and I've taken magnesium, I've taken potassium, I've taken calcium, and it keeps getting stuck. All right. We do what the researchers did. They gave these doggies really rapid pushing in magnesium. And when you do that with a doggy or a person, the person breaks out in a sweat, or the doggy breaks out in a sweat, and, oh, I'm hot. And occasionally people faint, so that's why we have them in a recliner chair. But that much magnesium, it forces its way into the cell. And if we do that a few times, the gradient is restored. We're back to 15 or 16 to 1. And now we don't have to do the shots anymore because that little pump is working. And we have literally, as the researchers put it, primed the pump. So, sounds like you need some pump priming with magnesium, sir.
What food is high in magnesium?
Anything that's green. The center of the magnesium molecule is always, I think, the green molecule, the green pigment, chlorophyll, is magnesium. But that won't do it. Once a person's got that gradient down to the point where if they're taking 2,000 milligrams of magnesium, they're still cramping, but not as much, I'm sorry, they need some pump priming to restore the gradient. That's just facts.
Got to go visit with a doctor at Tahoma, because my doctors at Group Health are simply saying, you can take one more, but it isn't going to help after 2,000 a day.
That's quite right. And in fact, I work with a professor from Vanderbilt University who is taking a total of 1,500 milligrams. And you should have seen his mineral test. It was awful, because he had what was called magnesium-induced magnesium and other mineral deficiency, except the title of the article was magnesium-induced magnesium deficiency. What happens is that much magnesium will make things slide through the gut too rapidly to be absorbed well, and yet it doesn't approach diarrhea. It's called by the author of that article gastrointestinal hurry. He was British, so he called it hurry. And when we got that professor pump primed again, he could take 500 milligrams of magnesium and keep things normal. So, geez, I wish people would read research.
So, lettuce, cucumbers, and etc., broccoli.
Anything green, sir.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling. And thanks for the long... Sorry. Yeah, you go ahead.
By the way, for all the other people who haven't said it, thank you very much. You do a great service. I do appreciate listening. Thank you.
Well, thank you, and thank you for saying so. And we'll try to keep doing it if we can. Okay. Well, let's see here. Looks like it's break time.